the voice of your brother's blood. I want to talk to you about the power and life found in blood. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, "Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel your brother?' He said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?' And he said, 'What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.'" There is power and life found in blood. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, in verse 10, the Bible says, "And whatever man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." Verse 14, "For it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, 'You shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood.'" In the book of Exodus, chapter 12, we see that the Lord gives instructions to Moses and to the children of Israel to take a young male lamb and to slaughter it, and to take its blood and to place it upon the doorposts of their homes, because judgment was coming upon the land of Egypt because of their hard hearts and stiff necks. And the blood was to be symbolic, so that when the angel of death came to their door, it would see the blood and it would pass over them. It would pass them by. In John chapter 6, we see a very interesting message taught by Jesus. Starting in verse 53, Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me." An interesting message Jesus talks here, speaking of communion, talking to his Jewish audience, knowing that it was unlawful to eat raw food and drink blood, giving this particular message to them. However, they didn't understand the message. Jesus here talking about communion, taking of his body, the elements represented by blood, and wine representing his blood. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 26, the Bible says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" Jesus hanging on the cross, pouring out his blood for all of us. Why? For the remission of sins. Because there is life in the blood. There is life in our blood. There is life in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Who's him? Him is Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And so I just encourage you to abide in the Lord, to take daily the communion in which he has instated for us, so that you, in a sense, are saying, "Lord, I want your blood in me. I want your blood running through my veins so that I can live a life that you have called me to live. I want all of you. I want to be forgiven of my sins because of the power of your blood." So let's just say a quick prayer together in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill me with your blood. I want more of you and less of me. Wash me, cleanse me, purge me with your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.